And as part of our Leading with 2020 vision, we say good morning to Daryl Sanders. Daryl, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
We're doing just fine. So how do you think, what was your reaction when you heard the governor last week say we're going to stage five?
Well, I was pleasantly surprised, but of course we need to still use caution and wear the mask and the social distancing. So, but as far as Indiana, it seems to be working pretty well so far. So, and it's good to see the economy get back to where people can open up and start their livelihoods back.
You know, and I think that's probably the big thing is that, you know, the numbers may not back that, but you know, the fact that the economy needs to have a big boost does warrant that.
Well, I think you're right. I don't think you can just keep people down as far as their business and expect things to get better. I really believe that if people just listen to the guidelines from the health department that we can get through this thing together.
Are you guys still collecting some PPE, and are we doing, you know, about where you want us to be for in case something does happen?
Yeah, because one thing we're looking at now, I'm working with the health department and the county commissioners, is if they come up with a virus, antivirus for this, it may be in the dead of winter. So how are you going to actually administer those shots, you know? You can't very well, in the past we've done it like at the 4-H building and have people standing outside. Well, you can't very well do that in January or February. So we're working on several different sites where we can have a drive-through with tents that people can pull in and their vehicles covered and be able to give the shots to them right in their vehicle rather than have to have them stand outside. Especially, you know, the elderly or people that have a disability, they can't stand in line.
Right.
So we're setting up, we're in a process now, Rodney Wong and I are, we're going to buy some equipment to do this with, but so far the commissioners are working with us and we're coming up with a pretty good plan, I think.
Okay. In your mind, are we still doing fairly well? Are you happy with where things are locally here?
I think so. I think Rodney Wong and the health department's done a good job of informing everybody. The testing's still going forward. And the more I'm around, the more I see people wearing masks and social distancing. So I think as long as people just realize that we can beat this thing, just take a little more effort to take control of your surroundings and the people you encounter. So I think we're doing very well, to tell you the truth.
You know, and the one thing we definitely don't want to do is we don't want to go back to square one. That's the last thing we want.
That's for sure. I mean, if I know some states have went back, but in Indiana, I think we're pretty well organized and people understand the problem, and we've had a pretty good response to people wearing masks and taking this serious.
Okay. Have you got all those radios, those cranked radios, have you got them all delivered now?
I've got one more batch to deliver, and with my budget, I may not be able to get the money for those till January, but as of right now, we've got three small towns to take care of, and then we'll have them all out.
Well, from everything I've heard, those things are very well appreciated and work very, very well. So I think that's kudos to you guys for having those available.
Well, you know, you cannot put a siren in every little town.
No.
Because of the cost. And with the technology the way it is now, with those radios, I thought that was probably the best decision. They cost about $19 a piece, but for people's peace of mind and for early warning, I thought that was a good investment.
It seems to have worked very well for you. Is there anything else that you want to bring up, or is there anything else you need to talk about before we let you go?
No, I think we're just keep in mind that this winter, if they do and when they do come up with an antivirus for this, we're working on being able to take care of the 38,000 people in Clinton County, which we'll also have some substations. We're going to use Clinton Central, Clinton Prairie, and Rossville School to administer the shots. And hopefully that'll go well, but that's our major plan right now, is to try to set up a good policy and a good operation so we could take care of the people in a short amount of time, but and yet be effective.
Okay. Daryl, thanks much for the time. Greatly appreciate it. You take care. You stay safe now. And we'll talk to you later. Okay. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Daryl Sanders, the EMA director, talking about